With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Israelis living in northern cities in the Galilee region and along the Lebanon border have come under attack.
According to the website allisrael.com, red alert sirens all across the northern tier have been going off continuously. Scores of Islamist terrorists are penetrating Israeli airspace via manned paragliders. At the same time, local media reports several dozen armed drones have entered Israel as well. The Israeli Defense Forces say with this latest attack, terrorist forces in Lebanon are opening up a second front in the war.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. The IDF has ordered all civilians in the areas where the sirens were sounded. They're asked to enter shelters and stay in them until further notice. Also at SRNnews.com, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says it's unclear how much longer Ukraine can hold out against the Russian onslaught.
Next Monday will mark the 600th day of our resistance to Russia's full-scale aggression against our people, against Ukraine. And today, no one can say for sure how many more days we will have to defend our independence and to defend our identity.
Zelensky joining a meeting of more than 50 defense leaders from around the world to make a personal pitch for military aid. The new Middle East war has complicated matters and has created competition for weapons and funding. U.S. wholesale prices rose last month at the fastest pace since April, suggesting that inflationary pressures remain despite a year and a half of higher interest rates. The Labor Department reports its producer price index climbed 2.2% from a year earlier. Stocks are mixed. The Dow is down 48 points, but the NASDAQ is ahead 29 points. This is SRN News. A new poll finds religious people have better well-being.
The Gallup survey found that the world's religious people are more positive and more likely to be engaged in their communities. While the 10-year study found that the well-being of religious people varies from country to country, the report indicated that there is often a positive relationship between spirituality and well-being, and that the positive effect of religious people is compounded when they live in more religious countries. So as millions worldwide struggle with their mental health and well-being, the Gallup poll finds that people who are religious have better well-being than people who aren't. Ken Lorman reporting.
Gallup reports that globally, negative emotions such as sadness, worry, and anger are at their highest level in more than a decade now. But recent studies have found that a strong spiritual or faith commitment is linked to lower rates of depression, addiction, and suicide. This is SRN News. Finland says damage to an underwater natural gas pipeline with Estonia on Sunday may have been deliberate and was probably caused by external activity.
Investigators are still trying to establish conclusively what caused the damage. Estonia's defense minister has said significant force was involved. Hanno Pevkur said evidence so far pointed towards mechanical impact or mechanical destruction. Norway's Seismological Institute has said it detected an explosive signal in the area of the leak. But a researcher there told the BBC this could have been caused by gas escaping a ruptured pipeline at pressure. Sabotage is the big fear.
BBC correspondent Denny Eberhardt. Thousands of travelers facing disruption after flights were suspended at London's Luton Airport. The airport shutdown came just after a fire tore through a newly built parking garage. Flights at Luton Airport have just now resumed. More details at SRNnews.com.